Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
All right, so today we want to talk about our most reasonable service. That's the theme, our most reasonable service. If you are familiar with the Bible, you should know where we are coming from. That should be Romans 12. Hallelujah. Amen. All my words fall short. I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing this song as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah. And I know it's not much. Hallelujah. All right, Romans 12 from verse 1. Two things we should do today as we listen to the word. Firstly, pay close attention. Secondly, make sure your neighbor too is paying close attention. In other words, help those that will want to distract you, not to distract you, and not to distract themselves. And secondly, help them not to sleep. This second one is the most important. Because as I'm raising my head and looking at the back, especially around that side, and be blessed. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible said Jesus was in the house of Martha. Alright. So those days, why, you know, I'm sure he was coming from a journey, one of his evangelistic journey, and he was tired, isn't it? And he came into the house of Mary and Martha. Can you remember the story? Huh? Can you remember the story?
Yes,
I said, can you remember the story? Favor, just look at me. Now. Can you remember the story?
Yes, sir.
Favor. Technically, you got this thing and you are scattering it. The Lord helps you. So, one person was helping him prepare food. Who was that? Huh? The second person was sitting down at his feet to listen to him. To him, who was that?
Mary.
All right. Now, if you're in Jesus' shoe and somebody was preparing food for you, and the second person was just sitting at your feet, how many of you, which person will you prefer to keep on walking? Say a sincere answer. Who will you prefer? All right. You prefer Martha because Martha was doing something very important, especially for men. But Jesus said, Mary chose the most important thing at that moment. Not because food was not important, but Jesus said at that moment. Now, sometimes when I read the scripture, that part of scripture, I'm wondering, is there any moment? Because Jesus was just coming inside the house and, you know, he should eat.
You all know how your fathers will scatter the house if your father enters the house and his food is not on the table. Right? Huh? Me, I know my dad. That house will turn 360. If he just sit down, he expects the food to be on the table. Are we together? And Jesus said, Martha, Mary chose the most vital thing at this moment. She is listening to me while you are walking. You are being distracted by things that are not necessary. That's what Jesus said. Alright, so as we are seated here, some people are ushers. Some people are entering inside and coming outside. They are looking for first timers. They are trying to get people to come to church. Meanwhile, the word is going on. Are we together? For them. See, this is why some people can be ushers in church or instrumentalists in church for over 10 years. And one time you catch them doing one atrocity. Because they were never listening to the word. They were busy doing activities in church for over 10 years. Somebody is a sound engineer and every now and then, for instance, I'm not speaking about them now. The person is touching. He will touch till the service ends. Now, he's doing something important. He's making sure that the sound is good for you people to hear me, isn't it? But is he being cheated at the same time? Yes. Because he's not listening to the word of God. He came to church and he's not listening to the most important thing that will help him, which is what? God's word. Because he's working for God. That's the same problem with matter. That's why sometimes you see people full of activities in church. In fact, they are chairman, church council, and yet they are still terrible humanizers. Humanizers. Anyhow you want to put it. Are we together? So if you come to church, avoid, there are good distractions in church. Very good distraction. Sometimes a child is playing. That's a good demonic distraction. And you see over 10 people turn their gaze towards their child. Shekinah. Come. While the word is going on. Shekinah. Hey. And pastor is asking, did you get that? They just stand up. Yes, sir. So please avoid distraction. And sometimes these distractions are very nice. Very understanding. So everybody, ushers, everybody, please get seated. Are you all listening to me? Yes, get what? Seated. Please. Yes, somebody outside. Tell him to come and sit down. Get seated. Sound engineers, before the service, get your sound arranged. Protocol before the service, make sure everything, the work of a protocol, please, I'm just adding this because it's important. Some of you have seen our protocols come to you and you are getting disgusted. You are wondering why our protocols are disturbing us. They are not in our department. What a protocol officer does is that he makes sure that everything that should make his service perfect is in order. Are we together? So they can come to the choir and ask the choir, are you guys ready for today? Are your lyrics okay? Have you given your lyrics? That's what a protocol officer does. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? He comes to the media team and says, what is happening? I hope we will not have any stupid thing happening in the service today. He goes to the sound and asks them. He goes to the ushers and asks them. It's more like pastor supervisor. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Yes. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory. So that's how it works. He's doing it for the pastor. So sometimes I see how that some of you, when you see protocol officers come to you, you are wondering why are they disturbing us? They are not in our department. They are in every department. Are you listening to me? And some of you, your greatest nightmare in this church is Pastor Ed. I know. Yes, see how they are laughing. Prophet, Pastor Ed will never allow anybody to see prophet. I want to see prophet. Why? Why do you want to see prophet? So you say I should come and see him. Why? Explain. You don't have any reason. Go away. So prophet, Pastor Ed is very wicked. After service, his best moment, his best spot, that side. His face squeezed. Hallelujah to Jesus. They are doing their job. Is that okay? I hope you learned something tonight. Alright, I wanted to say something briefly before we continue today's service. It was because of something I saw on the internet. And you see, we're in a world where people, information is easily accessible because of Facebook, Twitter. Let me just keep this here and use this one. Facebook, Twitter, and all that, Instagram and the rest of them. Are we together? So information is very, very and easily accessible. All right, I saw a post, you know, three weeks ago, I made a speech here as the Lord led me concerning the Christian genocide. And the reason why I wanted to talk briefly before we continue whatever we're going to do today is because some of you have seen those information out there, especially one that a young pastor like myself, we are not hating, is a brother in the faith, said some things about, you know, the world power coming in to steal our resources. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I felt I owe you an explanation in that direction because some of you are buying into that lie. How many of you grew in Kaduna? All right. How many of you, if you grew in Kaduna, can you wave your hand? Let me see you very well. Okay. Right now in Kaduna, what time do you go to your house? What time are you supposed not to be outside? Mercy, tell me. Or your sister can tell me. What time do you people make sure you get into your houses? Like 6. Yes, 6 p.m. All of you in Benue, what time do you enter your houses? Huh? Alright. Some of you, 1 p.m. you're outside. Especially some of you in high level. Sorry, 1 a.m. you're outside. Especially some of you in high level. You know, those at the outer part will not try that. Amen? Because you never saw anything like that. So you can analyze. You have brain to analyze. You know, brain is for analyzation. So you can sit down and say, you know, according to what powers, blah, 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 history. Because you have not seen anything. Hallelujah to Jesus. How many of you go in Jos? Have you seen these things? In Jos, there was a time that even 5 p.m. they say people should be going to their house. Yes. Yes. 5 p.m. You know, one time I was in Jos. And I took bike many years ago. I was entering some Ungwa and I was telling myself, probably this is my last day on the earth. Because I did not even know the people who I was. The bike man, I just walked by faith. Everybody. It was around 9 p.m. and I was outside. And the person's place, where I came to, was shouting, "What is happening? They will finish you. They will kill you. Where you are passing is a bad place. Don't come." I said, "If I don't come, where will I stay?" He said, "Oh yeah, come. But I'll be praying for you." How many of you grew in Kano? That one is worse. Alright. So let's start with Kaduna and Jos. Some of us that grew up there, we have seen a lot. I was born and brought up in Kaduna. I grew in NDA. So I did not die because God is merciful. And secondly, because I was in the barrack all my life. Are we together? Yes. Yeah, so logically, I was in the barrack. But chiefly because of what? God's mercy. Because there are people that left the barrack to just go to Central Market and they killed them. Riot broke out. They died. Yes. People who live in the barrack. Are you people get out? I'm trying to explain to you. So, some of us who have seen this thing, this wickedness, things like Sharia 2000, we saw it. Yes. How you see cops on the street, they will just burn them. They'll be like these kids and all that. Hallelujah to Jesus. We saw all of these things. And so, you know, we were used to it. We didn't talk about it. And now that people are talking about it because it's reaching other parts of Nigeria, we are saying that it is true. What you are hearing is not a lie. There's Christian genocide. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Now, this is a point I want to make before we continue teaching tonight. You know, I saw that the man of God did not really talk about Christian genocide. That there was a Christian genocide. He didn't talk about it, but when Donald Trump showed interest to come to Nigeria, there's this picture of they are coming to steal our resources. Are we together? I hope you understand. I'm not trying to find trouble, but I hope you know that this government has no solution for insecurity. There is no solution. I'm not trying to speak out of foolishness. If I stand before his front today, I will tell him, by God's special grace, truly, sir, you don't have any solution. Let's not lie. There is no solution for insecurity in this country right now. And as a prophet, I posted yesterday on WhatsApp. I said many people are blinded because they are trying to be careful or politically correct. Are we together? The problem of insecurity started through the present administration, the party. It's not something about an individual. It's the party. So they don't have a solution. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? They can't. They can't solve the problem. All they are doing is to throw smoke, like we say in the village. Meaning showing to people that they are succeeding, they are killing bandits. Which bandits are they killing? How many of you remember William Churchill in the Second World War? Can you remember that man? Huh? Can you remember the peace deal suggestion that came from his cabinet with Hitler? Huh? What did he say? At first, he wanted the peace deal because his soldiers were dying in mass. But he said to himself, he said, how can I? At a point, he asked himself, how can I have a peace deal with somebody who, he called Hitler at that time a tiger, a white animal? You want to have a peace deal with a white animal? You're a domestic animal. Is that possible? Is there any time that Hitler changes his mind, he will kill us? So it's better we fight and probably at the end trust God for victory. And they kept on fighting like that, fighting till somehow they got victory. Because the guys, Hitler had a mindset. He was behaving like he was a god. He wanted to take over everywhere. You want to have a peace deal with somebody that thinks he owns your country? Or that is coming for your country? Same with the bandits. You can't have peace deal with bandits. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Because behind them, at the center of their mind, they have an agenda to Islamize this country. It's the truth. We grew up there. We know what we are saying. What peace deal do you want to do with people who their belief, to them, they believe their God says anybody who doesn't believe in their religion is an infidel? And how shall they call us Arni? And that we deserve death. So what peace deal do you want to do with those kind of folks? And people don't understand. Nigeria, it's only God Almighty that will help us. I tell you the truth. And if God has started working for us through world powers, we should accept it. Because look at it. Wow. It's more like, humbly speaking, I don't want to say it, but let me just say it, but pretend I did not say it. More like we're in a mess. You can imagine, Muslim ticket. They are now using wife to console us. There's a Christian. Which true Christian marries a Muslim and becomes a pastor? How did it happen? How do I tell my child tomorrow that the Lord give you understanding? But the point I want to make before we continue, I'm done, is that now, the speech that got people's attention was this Donald Trump. You know, it's important you people in church learn these things. So that when you go out there, they don't deceive you. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Now that's where people got the narrative that Americans come into people's country and they are stealing natural resources. Are we together? There was such a thing like that. But you see, if you understand US politics, there are two different parties with two different ideas, two different ways of doing things. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And he's saying things like that had happened. Now at the end of that part of the speech, he said the days of the US Army being politically correct is over. All he wants is peace. And he mentioned how that he has brought peace to over 6 countries, including Congo. Are we together? That's what he was mentioning. So where did you get the idea of him coming to steal natural resources? It's not true. Are Christians not dying? Huh? They are dying. Will you just keep quiet and just feel okay because they are not coming for you yet? You are in middle belt. It's not hard for them to catch you. It's only God that can help us. It's the truth. If people in South are saying there's nothing like that, don't join them and talk. Beside you is Nasarawa. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you go around here, where do you want to run to before they catch you? Go to our villages now. Some of you don't have villages. You used to have villages. They've taken over and put their flags there. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So all you need to do is to pray genuinely. And I tell you the truth. God has seen. Is it Mordecai that told Esther That if you keep quiet, perhaps our salvation will come from what? Outside. And that's what is happening right now. The truth is that it's so sad, but even people we look up to, they kept quiet. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? They kept quiet. We don't know the reason. We don't want to guess a reason. We want to be disciplined. But God has brought people from for us from where? Outside. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So all you need to do is to pray for this country and expect God to change. You know, you are praying that. How many of you want to see a new Nigeria? You want to see a new Nigeria? And God has started working, but some people are fighting him. The man is not coming to be our president. The problem in America is too much. He cannot be president of America and president of Nigeria at the same time. He's coming to save Christians. We have lost over 10,000 Christians. Are you people not aware? Huh? You know when we say 10,000, you think it's a lie? 10,000 Christians have died. Over, meaning beyond. 10,000. You see the mass burial in Jos. You've had many mass burial in Makurdi here. The recent one was the 200 people that died at Yellowwater. So imagine somebody is saying, no, they are coming for... some people have lost all their generation in this case. All in one day. Well, I've heard people cry and say they lost their children. You know, Reverend Dakshimo was saying one time he went to his friend's house, his wife and all the children were burnt. One of the child was on the back of the mother. They set her on fire, burnt all the children plus her and the child. So they buried her with her child on her back because he locked the door. This is just even small. The current chairman of Kano, around 2023-2024, was stoned to death. I have the pictures. I refuse to put the picture here because some of you may vomit. How his head, they burst the head, you know, killed him. Several things are happening like this. And we're in a country. There's a man called Gumi. How many of you have seen that? Saying that, telling her, he's the special advisor to our president. And they should just employ him so that he'll become the special advisor. Now, one of the bad things he said was that people are burying empty caskets. Empty caskets. That is so terrible. I'm a prophet and I have to speak like this. You know, as a pastor, it's not every. If you don't have what to say, keep quiet. You can't come and be saying that any country US are coming to, they have special interests. And the country is doing well. What are we doing well in this country? Mention one thing we are doing well. Do you know that this generation of wicked leaders did not do anything to get job? They just finished school and got job. All of you now, see the way you are working hard. There's no job some of you have not applied. No job. Look at the hard work. Those days, they say if you finish school, sir, there's a way you finish, they'll give you car. They'll give you house. What again remain? They've given me car. Is it not to marry? But now, to even pay what they call it, bride price, is the reason why some of you here, sorry, most of you here are single. Nigeria is slowly going down and God is answering our prayer somehow. Be excited and be hopeful and pray more for God to amplify the answer. Make it very, very fast. Yeah. We're just saying all these things. The Christians we have in this country are not even genuine Christians. See the Christian we have, wicked, what do they call him? Wicked. I was watching a video, a lady had a money, this city park in Abuja. Scattered it. Many parks like that, you will change it to residential. Scattered everything. And investment over millions. What over millions? Years of struggle. He scattered in a day. She was crying like a baby. Crying. Several investments. One hook him on the neck recently. Tried it with a young gallant officer. And he didn't know that they've been timing him. You know, I was speaking with my friend. Let me not mention his name because this video announced. I was speaking with him. We grew in the barracks together as a captain in the Nigerian Army. And he said the only problem there that is that there was camera. That if there was not so much camera, that you just hear that Wiki fell somewhere and fainted. He said it's just he came in and people around there that spoil everything. That if he just came inside, maybe it was in a room that he spoke like that, they would just lock the door and said he's going to come out very soon. And they'll just carry ambulance and put him inside the ambulance and go. You know, you as a Christian, what you are doing now is to steal land. Why this genocide is happening? Somebody like that, if you say there's Christian genocide, we don't even pay attention to that because you are a fake Christian. Look at the terrible things happening in our nation. So nobody should come as a pastor and say this thing because you are painting a picture and we are left with no option. Sometimes we are wondering, is this because of ethnicity? Is this because of ethnicity or something? Why not say the truth? This is human blood we are talking about. So some of you that did not grow in this part of the world, please, if they are talking, just pray to God to answer the prayers of these people and pray for them too. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Because truly, no matter what we say, most of you that didn't grow up there will not have an idea. You will not have an idea. Are you all listening to me? So please, is that okay? That was what was in the video. Some of you will see the video. They will cut that part. The last part where he said the U.S. military, it's time for the U.S. military to stop being political correct. You will not see it. They will remove it. They will tell you how that they get into countries and stay for 10 years without doing nothing. Meanwhile, the same person saying it is against it. And I don't want to hype the man because I know some of you hate him. All right? Because he sees your visas. Now, let's get into the word. You know, if I hype Donald Trump now, some people will not come to this church. Say the man collected my uncle's visa. You know, one time the man came, he said, everybody go back to your country. That's when Nigeria started having problems. You know, if they say go back to your country in the US, you know the people that will cry more now. Because we have a slogan here called what? Japa. We have Japa. We have plenty there. Hallelujah to Jesus. Alright. 2 Corinthians 12 from verse 1. A few moments and minutes I will be out from here. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you what? Present your bodies a what? Hey church, are you here?
Yes, sir.
Forget those things. Let's focus on the word. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
So let's read together, everyone. Watch your neighbor's mouth. Make sure everybody's listening. Don't be too close. You are not so sure how it's going to be. But everybody, watch your neighbor. Let's read. Word to go. Which is your only reasonable service. So what is our only reasonable service according to God? It is that we offer what? Our bodies a living sacrifice. Alright? So we're going to do some mass to explain this part of scripture. And one of the verses that I would like to use to help is NLT. Let's see it in NLT. The New Living Translation. NLT. All right, let's read. One to go. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead to you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you, right? So why should you give your body to God? Let them be a word. The kind he will word. This is truly the way to worship him. What is truly the way to worship him? Making sure that your body belongs to him, right? Why? Because of all he has done for you. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Let's see, for instance, to an extent, what he has done for us before we continue. Just something little, just pinch. Romans 6:6-7, right? So let's see it very, very fast. Want to read? We know that our old. Can we read together? Want to read? Now we know that our old sinful what? Was what? So that what? Hey church, you sound like you are. Are you in sin? even if you sinned, say amen to come out of the sin. Shout amen, everybody.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Let's read again. One, two, go. Wow, beautiful. The old sinful former self was what? Co-crucified with Christ, so that sin might what? Lose its power in our lives. We are no longer what? Slaves to sin. Why? Because 2 Corinthians 5 and 14 said, when one died, Jesus, he said, all died. Are we together?
Yes,
all died in Christ. Now see verse 7. I want everybody to read out like a soldier. Very fast. One to go. When we died with Christ, what happened? We were set free from the power of sin. How many of you died with Christ? Huh? If you died with Christ, shout amen.
Amen.
Now, what has happened to you? Say it with boldness. So you don't stop sin to say these things. You say these things to stop sin. This is a necessary ingredient that will help you stop sin. So don't feel like I'm telling you to say what you are not. It is as you encounter God, you are free from sin. You don't become free from sin to encounter God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Because God is the solution for sin. And that's why the Bible says, where sin abides, grace abides even more. To the end that the sin is stopped, not the sin is facilitated to continue. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. So let's see this in the NKJV rendition. NKJV. It said, for he who has died has been made free from sin. He has been freed from sin. How many of you have died in Christ Jesus? 2 Corinthians 5:14. So that you understand you truly died. 5:14. For the law of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then what? All died. Say, I died in Christ. So if you are dead in Christ, Romans 6:7 says you are what? Free. You have been freed. Somebody say freed. Past tense. For he who has died, we are not dying. He died 2,000 years ago. You may be realizing today that you died with him. But even if you realize today you are not free today, you were freed many years ago. But are entering into the freedom by revelation today. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. The Bible says when you know the truth does not set free. It didn't say set free. It says makes free. There are two different things. You've been set free, but via truth today you enter into the freedom. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And that's why Jesus said, my people, Hosea 4:6, my people. He didn't say Satan's people. He said it is possible to be my child, but perish for what? Lack of knowledge. It is possible to be in church, yet you are perishing for what? Lack of knowledge. And that's why David in Psalms 19 said, let my meditation be acceptable to you, O Lord. They can be wrong meditations, they can be wrong prayers due to ignorance or due to wrong knowledge. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? If, for instance, you think that your sins are not forgiven until you cut grass, you are in trouble. So you cut the grass of the church, you are in trouble. Because anytime you sin, you'll be looking for grass in any church to cut. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And probably if you die without cutting that grass, it is not you, it's God that took you to hell. It is your ignorance that took you to hell. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Because you refuse to receive forgiveness of sin because of your ignorance or your wrong knowledge. In fact, wrong knowledge is worse than ignorance in itself. Jesus said, if the light in you be what? He said, how great is your darkness. Are you listening to me tonight? Very important. So we've been co-crucified with Christ. We were dead with Christ. And we're free from sin. Alright? So the NLT version again of Romans 12. He said, because of all that Jesus has done for us, he said, offer your body living sacrifice, a living sacrifice to God. What has he done for us? He has done so much for us. We just spoke about it. The old self has been crucified. You see, now that the Bible is saying offer yourselves to God, he's not saying offer yourselves to God from your own human ability. Your human ability does not have the capacity to offer itself to God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Your human ability cannot do that. So Jesus removed every stumbling block from the road. He dealt with sin, its nature, destroyed everything. He now said, okay, you now willingly bring your body. Alright? Are you people getting what I'm trying to body? And he has given you a new body. How many of you believe you have a new body? If you believe you have a new body, shout glory. Now, if you have a new body, this new body cannot sin. It's just in its nature not to sin. That is why I say, offer it. Acknowledge. Just acknowledge that this body, which is God's new body that I have, does not have capacity to sin. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. The only thing that makes sense to God that you understand the sacrifice of the cross is that your body are offered to him a living sacrifice. Not dead sacrifice. Living sacrifice. Meaning every day of your life you are reigning and living above sin. And everything that Satan brings your way, the grace of God has appeared to all men to the end that we say what? No. Meaning if you are not saying no, you don't understand grace. If you are not saying no, Satan, no sin, you don't understand grace. The end of the journey for somebody that understands grace is that he can say no to Satan. No to sin. And sin shall not have dominion over you because you are not under what? 14 Romans 6. But under what? Grace. So the proof you understand grace is that you have authority over sin. Sin does not have authority over you. And that's why Paul went further to say that the only reasonable sacrifice, what God considers, when God sees somebody offering his body as a living sacrifice, he sees a person as somebody that understood what he did for him on the cross of Calvary. Because what he expects after all that he has done is so that your body are living sacrifice to him, instrument for him. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Not that you are living in sin and in righteousness at the same time. I know as I'm saying this, some people are finding it difficult to believe. Because a lot of people struggle. A lot of people struggle. You know, some of you that are into tech, you understand what I'm about to say. I said this several years ago about train vectors in artificial intelligence. Lately, one of our guys here told me yesterday it was culturing. AI was doing some sort of an AI culturing to listen to my sermons, all of my sermons that the AI culturing I've listened to over, let's say, 55 sermons. And at the end of everything is that when we give you the software, you can just ask any question and it will answer the way I will answer you. Hallelujah to Jesus. So what is he doing now? He's training it to think like me. Training in my sermons, my messages. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? At the end of everything, the AI will talk to you when you ask the AI a question, what I'm supposed to tell you. Gathered, you know, from the messages it has listened to. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It will be as if it is Prophet Simon that is talking to you. That's what happens with ChatGPT and all of these things, you can name it. You know, one time, one of my it's an in-law. He wrote on his statue. He said, "Is it ChatGPT or Gout or something like that? They call it one AI stuff like it. What? Grok." He said, "The thing said, Messi is the world's best player." And I began to laugh. He said, "Even Grok thinks Messi is the worst player." Now, well, some of you think so, all right? And I'm not arguing with you, but you know that if you are the owner of Grok, it is Messi that will be the world's best player. And if I am the owner of Grok, it will be Cristiano Ronaldo. I will culture it the way I want. You will culture it the way you want. And I said, don't be so excited. The thing did not just choose an answer. They cultured it. He said, no. It's not a coincidence that AI thinks that Messi is the best. I said, no. It's that one, that part of your AI. If you go to another one again, it will tell you that Ronaldo is the best. There will be a conflict of interest. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? You ask AI something about Jesus, they tell you their answer because the person who owns it, the ChatGPT, that's how he thinks about Jesus. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Some people want to come out from depression through ChatGPT. A woman sued ChatGPT that ChatGPT suggested that her son should commit suicide because he doesn't have an answer. If I were you, I'll commit suicide. And the boy committed suicide. And the woman had to sue them. Get what I'm trying to explain to you. Some of you, you know, one time one of my brother, I mean Mike, we went for an exam and he when we saw the questions, before they give him the questions to start answering, this boy, when he saw one of the questions, he just went outside and asked ChatGPT. You know, these students can be terrible. He just saw when the man was preparing the test for him to enter command. He saw one of the answers. He just went outside. Since I'm coming. He just went and ChatGPT. Saw the figures wrote. It's a mass test. He thought ChatGPT would give him the accurate answer. When he was so confident that he knew the answer. So I said, what did you do in this third question? Because he got the first two. He said, what I did was that I said, okay. How did you come across this answer? I was surprised. He said, ChatGPT. I said, hey, Michael, ChatGPT. Now, it's not like ChatGPT will not give you good answers. But I said, this math problem, the way you put it, how would ChatGPT solve the question? And I showed him how to solve it. He was not scratching his head. I said, you see your problem? This generation, they've used ChatGPT to finish you people. I know some people preparing for work, those young children now in secondary school. It's ChatGPT. They'll just be in their class. Some of you did S4. Did you do S4? No, you did not. If you did S4, say amen. You know, one of my friends, we were born again together. So, after we became born again, we're not talking about WAEC. And how that WAEC can be difficult. More difficult than JAMB. I believe WAEC is more difficult than JAMB. What is JAMB? And he said to me, my brother, thank God we don't do this thing before we born again. He said, as me, we no born again now. We no go do expo for WAEC, you know, but I say yes. So we WAEC for hard. Very funny, brother, that he was so excited that he got born again after he wrote WAEC and passed WAEC. He said, if not, he would have not done expo. Hallelujah to Jesus. That the worst set of people are the ones that are born again and they are with their born again nature saying, please, 3A, full of the Holy Spirit. Sister Chisholm. Pastor Greg. Pastor John. Please. Like in my 200 level, a lady asked me a question in exam hall. Pastor. I couldn't believe it. She did not call me Simon. It was Pastor. And I said, is it me? He said, yes, sir. I said, okay. Can I help you? Sir, 3C. I said, 3C. 3C? She said, yes. You know what was 3C? What is Newton's third law of motion? So I looked at her. The way she did, if you see her hair, the human hair she bought, if you see the makeup she did on herself, I couldn't believe that with all those money on her head and her face and on her body, she did not know Newton's third law of motion. Sir, Newton's third law of motion. I said, so what should I tell you now? Should I tell you the answer? Say, yes, sir. Please, Pastor, sir. Pastor, please give me a spoke. So, and I gave her. I said to her, say, what does that mean? You know what that means? For every action, there's what? An equal and opposite reaction. After the exam, she came to me. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I said, hey, this one now, go and tell people that Pastor was gracious. He gave her expo. That was the last time I did it. Especially one time in 200 level, same exam. Somebody was busy copying. He said, Pastor, just leave it. Let me sing the scene. Just leave it open. I'll be the one to sing. You are just writing your work. Explaining to me. I truly did not mind covering my work. I was just writing and he was singing. And when they caught him, I said to myself, is this how they'll catch me? The man somehow just said, you did not know this guy was copying. Cover your work very well. Stop that. Don't allow people to be copying like that. See how you are a young, wonderful man. Say, thank you, sir. I just shifted it. The toys paper. Hallelujah to Jesus. So if you are born again, cheating is a sin. Cheating in exam. Some of you are born again. So then say amen. Cheating is part of the sins. It's not in the Bible, but it's a sin. For some asking, where did they write that if you're not cheating BSU? It's a sin. It doesn't need to be written. The law is in our hearts in the New Testament. Are we together? A lot of things, a lot of foolish things are sins. And you know, there's something I always like to tell most of you, especially who are young people, that, you know, one time we're watching a video with my wife and they were doing an engagement, and it was just mere engagement and they were kissing. And they now wrote at the end, God bless this union. How? You see, listen carefully. Kissing is not civilization. And when somebody said, why are they kissing when they are not married yet? Somebody now said, what is wrong with this one? Old generation. There's nothing like old generation in fornication. The definition of fornication has not changed from time past to today. Kissing is the opening prayer for fornication. For every event, there's an opening prayer and a closing prayer. Kissing is the opening prayer. Something must start from somewhere. All of you who are married today, some of you who are in a relationship today, it did not just happen. It started from somewhere. You started by sitting close to yourselves in church. And always giving yourself emotional support. If somebody is trying to talk to the person, you say, no, she did not do it. He did not do it. Before we know, we realize that you people were in love with each other. Was that not it? Huh? Did we just come to church and say, I love you, we don't start a relationship? Did it happen like that? It starts from somewhere. Anybody who is married today will not say, we just fell from heaven. Even if God said that's your wife, you don't go and tell her, God say you are my wife, all right, let's go and marry. You toast her. You know, somebody, a lady was telling me that she doesn't want to accept a Christian brother in church because he told me that God said that was his wife. And he went and was telling the lady, God said you are my wife. The lady said, okay, I've heard you. That was all. She did not answer him again. So he now came to me, I was complaining that he told her God said, and she did not say anything. I said, even if it's you that is a woman, for instance, you are just sitting down. Someone like, God say you are my wife. Eh? And so what? God say you do medicine in BSU. Go and enter BSU and start doing medicine. Just enter BSU, start medicine. Will you not write jam? Will you not apply? Will you not apply for post-UTME? Will you not go and register your courses? No, go and sit at the house. Let them do it for you. Christian brothers, be sharp. Be sharp. You are part of the reason that some of these sisters are falling for unbelievers. Because you are not sharp. A Christian brother thinks even putting perfume is a problem. Perfume. They will pray in tongues so much that God will say, buy perfume. They can never hear God in that direction. Never. They will never hear God say, buy perfume. They will pray, they are sweating from, you know, from the secret place. Paul says the Lord with their smelling body. You are my wife. Karabo Sharabagaya. And the lady is like, yes, I'm hearing, but you know, I had an experience. A lady told me, sir, you really want to know why I will not accept that guy? I said, please talk to me, my daughter. She said, I'm so sorry. When he was talking to me, he did like this and his husband was smelling. I called the brother. I said, she has not answered. She said, yes, sir. I said, sir, she's not seeing potentials. When she leaves us with her vision, she will see us in the television. I said, yes, I understand with you. I said, but please be shaving your armpits. Please. I said, this shaving your armpit that you are listening to me now, I'm saying, it can give you peace afterwards. I said, when you shave your armpit, I said, put roll on, put it. When you put it very well, iron your cloth, I said, go again and see something. He did it, and after like 2-3 weeks, he said, yes. I said, wow. That a lady look at everything you have spiritually, but because now you can put roll on and shave your armpit, she accepted. And don't make ladies feel bad. It's very, the way I'm anointed like this, sometimes my wife says, stop that, don't touch me. I say, hey, me, not touch you. So you just came out from the toilet, I didn't hear you wash your hand. I say, hey. Hey, me, I did not what? He didn't wash your hand. I said, I did. Says a lie. Then I'll go and say, okay, what? I'm doing it for righteousness to be fulfilled. Although I've done it before. And sometimes, a lot of times, you know, as young men, how many of you were taught to wash your hand after you use the restroom? How many of you? Some of you straight from the restroom to the food. Straight. Most young men, straight from the restroom to the food, straight. They don't care. Don't look at them and say, these ladies are very cheeky, mumu people. No, see, if God does not use them to balance you, some of you would have died from bacteria. You are tough as a lion. God gives you a woman and teaches you to wash your hand. Do you know bacteria kill lion? Okay. Huh? You don't know? That lions can die from bacteria. So God brings a lioness so that they will teach you to wash your hand and bacteria will not kill you. Lion King of the jungle died of what? Slight brief illness. It is possible. Some of you understand this truth. I don't know why this lady is so focused on material things. She will tell me to dress fine. She will tell me to smell fine. She will tell me to brush your teeth. Are you brushing the teeth? This is a very important. You don't brush your teeth and they are telling you to brush your teeth. You are feeling they are disrespecting you. Yeah, I understand sometimes ladies say it in the wrong way. Because they are gathering it in their heart before they say it one day. They are speaking and I'm hearing you. I've heard you. It causes unnecessary problems sometimes. I don't know if I'm talking to her every time she's boning her face. Brush your teeth. It will solve a lot of problems. She will come close to hear you well. But when you are talking, you see how they are very happy. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you getting blessed tonight? Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. We are still on the line. We have not missed it. One day I got so offended because I told her, your cleanliness, consciousness is too much. My wife's own is extra much. Believe me when I'm telling you. I don't know where she got that one from. One day I made up my mind. I said, I will talk to this woman. I warn her. It's warning. It's not warning. Just don't tie me like that. Are you okay? But I want to even my baby. I want to stop that. Did you wash your hand? For my child again. All of this, I said, if disease hit her, it's me that will pray for her. Don't worry, I'll carry her. But it's important, I learned a lot of this. They will arrest you. Women will arrest you, especially some of you that are married. They will arrest you. Your wife can come to you and say, this is your cloth. How many times are you wearing it? Don't feel bad. And ladies, be okay like that. That's how you are. Are you listening to me? I had to learn the hard way. But I learned anyways. That as I'm looking so sharp like this, some of you don't know that before, if you come to my room, you run for your life. Pastor will come out so sharp as you just open the door. Bag is there. Something is there. Close up is that side. Vaseline is on the ground. Vaseline is even swimming on the ground. But the man is looking so sharp. You can't trace what is in the house from what you are seeing on stage. There is no connection. Offer your body as a what? Living. Take care of your body. Yesterday I was telling leaders. It may not sound so powerful, but it's the truth. Take care of your bodies. You know why God told one of the lepers to go and see a priest? All of them to go and see a priest? It's not because the priest will perform the healing. No. It is because probably I was telling them, God wants the priest to verify to the people. You know, the priest always used to give a note that this guy is okay now, he should live in the community, right? And secondly, probably God wants that guy to understand the root of his sickness so that he will not be sick again. Sometimes I believe that the reason why your healing will not come complete and you have to go to the hospital is so that you know that that eating habit is bad. So that when God heals you, you stop eating that way. Are you able to get that? That somebody as a young child, you like Coke. All your life, Coke. I used to be like that. Morning Coke, afternoon Coke, evening Coke, night Coke. And something happened one time. I spoke word. Your life goes in the direction of your word. This one was not going fully. And when I met a doctor, he said, what's your favorite drink? He just asked. I said, Coke. He said, Jesus Christ. He said, from today, Pastor, take 2 years off Coke. 3 years. I said, I play football. I used to burn it. He said, whether you play or not, just leave Coke. I left it. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If not, I can be very anointed and I'll die. Yes. And I'll make heaven. But I died young. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? One time, I had this bad eating habit. I would not eat in the morning. My wife noticed it too. earliest point of our marriage. I don't eat in the morning. I don't even know why. And I will stay till I will forget to eat. One day I was asking myself, who forgets to eat food? And when I'm going back home, my stomach is biting me terribly. And if I go back home, it's late, then I'll eat very small and I'll sleep because it's late already. I have to start cautioning myself. One time I hiddenly went to Air Force Base to see a doctor, a friend. I said, I'm not really reporting sick, but I just want to ask you a question. When somebody's stomach is doing like this and that, what does it mean? Just for somebody. He said, Pastor, be sincere, is it you? I said, no, really, but I used to have it sometimes. But just tell me the answer. And he said to me, do you eat food? I said, who does not eat food? He said, what time? Then he went too further. He said, God will still do it, prophet. Isn't it you that was fasting all those years in school, remedials, all those fasting? God knows you fasted it. He will record it for you. He said, now that you are married, take some time to eat well. Eat well. Select good food and eat. I had to tell him, stop. I'm not talking about me. It's for somebody else. But I learned something. I started eating. Are we together? I learned to eat. Because no matter what, if this body died, the spirit will go and meet God. All the people will be saying is, there was a prophet in this town. Hey, he was so good. But I can decide to live a long time on the earth by just watching my body. That's a temple of the Holy Spirit. Man shall not live by what? But bread involved. Bread involved, but not bread alone. Are you beginning to try and say? Many people don't believe in balanced diet. They just did it in school. They don't believe in it. If you believe in balanced diet, why are you eating only fufu for 1 week? Only fufu. And the soup is not even this thing. It's a particular food. In fact, some is uka uka. I mean. How do you expect to be healthy? Some people, if you tell them, get oranges and mangoes and banana and just eat for a while, they say, hey, hungry go. It will make hungry catch person. We're talking about your body. You know, if they tell you to take banana and orange, you don't know what is going to add to your body. But when you eat akpu, what is adding is instant. You feel poof. You can move. But without that constituent of vitamins, are you getting what I'm trying to say? The body will not be perfect. I know as I'm teaching now, some of you are not feeling spiritual at all. Pastor, bring a doctor to come and teach us this thing. Forget. You need to learn this thing. See, the person I looked up to died. I don't want to call his name. Some of you know him. He died from sickness, a particular kind of cancer. It was not a good thing because the people who loved him and looked up to him and loved God because of him, they asked questions. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? If God is alive, why did this happen to our man of God? Why? You know, yesterday I was telling the leader, somebody is saying, I don't like vegetables. I don't like things that should help your body you don't like. They say, naturally, I don't like onions, I don't like vegetable, I don't like this, I don't like that. What do you like? Unzu, agualumo, haba. Gari without sugar. That sour, this thing, used to sweet me. There are people like that, people of God. I used to know a lady in Kaduna, she does not like food, she likes unzu, agualumo. Any stupid thing, that's what she likes. One day I ask her, all the good things you don't like, all the bad things you like, see how you are looking like what you like. That's what I told her. Because as long as the earth remains, see time and what? What you sow, you reap. How can somebody say, I don't like vegetables? I don't like vegetables that God created. I heard somebody that said, if I eat vegetables, I used to vomit. Eat it again. Eat it till you stop vomiting. Because it's an attack on your life. As I'm talking now, some of you are just opening your eyes and looking at me straight because I'm talking your problem. Some again will eat food though, but they must top it up with soured gari. Offer your body a living sacrifice to God involves taking care of your body. Because it is a temple of what? The Holy Spirit. We've spoken about sin and how that we have authority. We can't keep on... We have authority over sin. But people who have authority over sin, yet they are dying of sickness. Because they are not playing their own part. God will not come down and put a particular food in your mouth. He had given you wisdom to know about the food and what they will do. If mango is useless, God will not create mango. If oranges don't have use, God will not create oranges. When last did you take orange? When last? When last? Don't ask your neighbor, when last you take orange? When? In a state that oranges are everywhere. Are you listening to me? When last did you take banana? Hallelujah to Jesus. And let me add this before we close. Listen, for some of you who you think you are revivalists, and I'm not disputing the fact that you are a revivalist. I also believe you are a revivalist. But you got to take it easy. Some of you think that Apostle Babalola prayed 20 hours. You are supposed to pray 40 hours. It's not about the hours. Now, it's about the information that were executed through that prayer. Prayer is more like a facilitator for the word of God to become a manifestation. Are we together? So you see, the common denominator through the Old Testament and the New Testament for manifestation is prayer. Prayer is how we enter into manifestation. But listen, the difference between the Old Testament folks and the New Testament is the revelation. The Bible said, what they don't know, we know. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? What eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard. Alright? God has given to us. The Bible now said in verse 6 of 1 Corinthians 2. It said the knowledge is for your glory. The knowledge God has given us is for our glory. So what gives us a higher glory in the New Testament is not the amount spent in prayer. I mean, I'm not saying don't pray. What I'm saying is that if they pray 20 hours, it is not 40 hours that brings about a higher manifestation. You could pray the same 20 hours, but the information you have that you are using to pray, are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? It's different. It's a higher knowledge. What they did not see, what they did not know. Moses never saw this. Elijah never saw this. You have seen it. Let's see 1 Corinthians 6, 2 and 6 again. Let's just read it together so that you understand what I'm trying to say. It said, yet when I'm done, all right, give me verse 7. In the NKJV, please. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our what? God ordained that wisdom for our glory. And if you go downwards to verse 9, he said, the Spirit searches all things here, the deep things of God, and explains how that this wisdom is what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, and what has not entered what? The hearts of men. God prepared it for our glory. Now, what will give you glory? Is it praying yet or praying with the wisdom? Because the glory is in the wisdom. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Hey, are you here? So when you pray with this wisdom, you see higher glory. Colossians 1 and 27 explains Christ in us. The what? Hope of glory. The hope of glory is not 25 hours, maybe times 2 of the prayer life of those in the old. No! You could pray as good as they pray and see higher results. You know, one time I was in a meeting and somebody was explaining. He said, some of the people that we look up to, they died while praying. I said, listen, God doesn't get the glory that you died while praying. What is the meaning of you died while praying? And someone said, one knelt down and he dug his knee dug a hole on a rock and he died. And you are here smiling and playing with your life. Somebody pray. How many of you want to kneel down here, dig your holes with your knee and die? The slightest sickness, you run to the pharmacies. You run to the hospital because death, nobody likes death. God did not put it in our spirit to like death. That is not something to use to inspire anybody. Because God's will is not that anybody should die. This is your consecration you are doing. Don't do it in a way that you want to die. Don't do it in a way that you want to die. They say, how do you want to die? I want to die while I'm praying. No. For what reason? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? While we're growing up, some of us, we had sense of. One time we're fasting 7 days. We stopped at the fourth day. I think fourth or third day. Can't really remember. First day we came. And when I did 3 days dry, the first time, my mother reported me, but I did it not dry with water. It's still dry, but with water. And the second time, we now say we are going 7 days dry. Because we had successfully done 3 days. The first day we met, second day, the prayer reduced. Third day, fourth day, one of my friends say, I sense peace in my spirit. I say, yes, sir. Second, our prayers have been answered. The Lord commands us now to eat. We held our hands. We thank God in less than 3 seconds. Father, we thank you. We just ran away for our lives. That was the last time we tried that. Now listen, you know, some of you say, Jesus did 40 days and 40 nights. Are you Jesus? You want to take away the sins of the world? Do you have what it takes? A man of God was speaking about Lester Sumrall. He's somebody that thinks that things should be like that before, until he listened to Lester Sumrall one time. They were telling him the secret of Lester Sumrall. He said, when I heard of the healings of Lester Sumrall, I was expecting Lester Sumrall did 13 days dry fast. But when I was reading biography and I was listening to him, they said, what is your secret for all these miracles and the rest? He said, oh, many people think it's a long fasting and prayers, but it is just one secret. Sitting in a quiet place. He likes to sit in what they call it, graveyards. We just go and sit at the grave. Now, if I say graveyards, some people say he's tapping into demonic powers. In the wide world, if somebody relaxes around graveyard, it's not demonism. In Nigeria, if you see somebody by the graveyard relaxing, I will still have a problem too. Even me as your pastor, I will suspect that person. Alright, but those days, and even till today, in the UK, one of the best places to relax. Yes, you see, it's so beautiful. Spring, somewhere, water. You see, they just relax. And they are talking about when to get married. So when are we getting married? You know, your eyes are so beautiful. Around where people are dead and they are buried. So he said he likes to sit there and meditate on the word. Quiet places that sometimes will go and see him 24 hours. He's seated and just looking at his scripture. Meditating on scriptures. That's the secret. Then the apostle got offended. He said, not possible. It is possible. Because half of what Lester Sumrall has done, he has not done. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Many people don't believe that meditation is powerful. They say meditate upon the word of the Lord. They look at it. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Then one of their friends will pass. It not be by reading books. The later kill it. The spirit given life. Close that Bible and pray. You didn't know that what you were doing before that time was still part of prayer. Nobody puts me under pressure in this world. Nobody. See, Prophet Simon, close your Bible. I've seen people. I'm not trying to mock. I grew up in a praying environment. We used to pray 3 days stretch. 3 days stretch. I'm not lying to you. The first day I tried 3 days stretch, I told you the story. I ran away on the second day. But we used to do that was the first time. I did it again the next time, and I did not run away. We used to do three. One of my friends called me, said, let's come and pray. We gather together. First day, no sitting down. We stand up. Second day, it was getting to 6 o'clock. I just fake it called, press ringtone, and the thing rang. I just speak, mommy, okay, I'm coming. I just moved. But we went back. We prayed this. We'll press. Prayer that when we are praying, we'll be praying that the person leading the prayer, the spirit should reduce. We did all of those things. And I like my foundation. It helped me. But I want to tell you that the reason why I became like this is not because I just leveraged on those things. It was when I began to understand the word of God. Sadly speaking, I have people I knew who led us into prayer who are not in the faith today. Not because they ran away from pastoring. Some of them, they were caught up in terrible sins. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They became a public nuisance. There was one they pursued in an area. He went to another area. The community pursued him again. Somebody will call us 3 days prayer. And I came into a conclusion. Nobody should put you under pressure. Learn the word of God. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What controls your life is your thinking. What has sustained Prophet Simon for this long? I'm not trying to hype myself. It's the word of God. It's the mentality I got from the Bible. Oh, I give God praise. Never had a scandal, never had anything. But listen, it's a function of the revelation of God's word. On my own, I can do nothing. Do I look like somebody that should not like a pretty lady? But it's the word of God. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you all listening tonight? Pray, but learn to stay with the word of God. Learn it. Learn it. Learn it. Don't be under pressure. Don't be under pressure to prove any point to anybody. You know, I see on the internet young people these days. You know, I had a prayer that got me disgusted one time. Somebody said, pray or kill the witch. If not, the witch will kill you and repent. I said, no, that's a wrong mentality for prayer. See, we're not praying to kill witches. Are you listening to me? We're praying to ascend into our supposed realms. Prayer has nothing to do with witches. You see, when you are in the right place in the realm of the spirit, witches cannot come nigh. Are you all listening to me? The Bible says we are seated far above what? Do you believe English? Do you believe English? You believe in English language. The Bible says you are far. Do you believe you are far? It settles it. You all know the story I told you about our land, how seven people came, wizards stood in my front. As I opened my eye, they fled. Now, this is one of the least things I've seen as regards to witchcraft. I've seen diverse attempts of witchcraft. I've seen a vulture. These are the most striking ones. In the center of my room before. And I did not stand up on my bed. Literal, real vulture. I learned a lot while I was growing up. Because the vulture went close to the speaker. And the speaker was oozing out tongues. But it was strong tongues. And the vulture, so I was asking the Lord, why is the vulture close to tongues of fire? It's a demonic vulture. That was the spirit of death. And after a while, many hands on my body, pressing me down. Many hands, I couldn't tell the end. Pressing me down. And the word that took all of those demons away was simple. I am seated far above principal, and I saw lights just flash. Literal light. And that's how all their hands left me. And I was free. And the vulture disappeared. Many years ago in the barracks, I was praying for God to save barrack youths. Father, save the youth. Father, save the youth in NDA barracks. As I was praying, they blocked my nose, blocked my ear, blocked my mouth at the same time. I couldn't say a word. I was... As I was thinking, the same word that saved me again was, you are seated far above. As I just thought about it, light again flashed, pew, and it was gone. And one of the literal encounters I had, where I heard the voice of God many years ago in the barracks, the Lord spoke to me literally. He said, always see yourself like Christ. Always was, see yourself. That's the solution. You know, I remember I was there was a struggle. Ashamed to say it, but I have to say it. I was living with my father in a job barracks. We had not fully gone there as a family. And there was these ladies that were disturbing me that time. There were plenty. They would come around, hey, fine boy, don't play. And I began to find interest in one. So when she said fine boy, I said fine girl. And my father was always not around. And one of these days, I was thinking about the beautiful lady. And I was now telling God, Lord, please, I rebuke that thought in the name of Jesus. As I was rebuking, I had an encounter. And the Lord told me, say, always see yourself like Christ. The solution is seeing yourself like Christ, not rebuking Satan. As long as you are light, darkness will not come nigh. Simple. As long as you are light, darkness will not come nigh. If you understand this thing, you have won, you will win many battles without fighting it. Because as you are walking unconsciously, you are trampling upon snakes and scorpions, and they shall by no means hurt you. You truly can tell every plan of the enemy. You truly can tell. Some of you who work government work. You truly can tell how wicked people can be. The extent they can go. I know of people who have died. There's a young man I used to preach to come to church. Many years ago on campus. He died because he went for this Star Quest. This MTN Star Quest, yes. MTN Project Film, they call it. Went through just one of the low levels. They thought he had succeeded, the village people. And they planted a champ. His leg began to swell uncontrollably. Before I came back from Lagos, he was dead. And I asked myself, this is how You know, witches can kill people anytime they want to kill people as long as they have a supernatural edge. Now, I'm not saying learn God to kill witches, but when you understand God, you are seated in a place they can't even come nigh. Are you all listening to me? They can't come nigh. As I'm seated there, listen to me. I've never thought of dying by a witch. I've never thought of dying by a wizard since I understood this gospel. I'm not trying to lie. People of God, I'm telling you the truth. It has never crossed my mind that if I go to the village, somebody can kill me through even poison. I don't think of it. I don't imagine it. Listen, there was a man called Paul in scriptures. He understood God so much. He was so God conscious to a point that when Satan came to him, he was still not conscious of the ability of the devil. He was warming himself, so God conscious, a serpent fastened itself and beat Paul. Paul did not cry and say, God, why did you not show me the plan of the enemy through the prophetic? I would have seen and prepared and probably killed that serpent. Paul shook the serpent away and threw the serpent back in the fire. Paul did not say, hey, whoa, hey, whoa. He continued warming himself. He continued warming. Are you people hearing this? Continued warming himself for long. And the people who said, because of his revelation, God has sent a serpent to kill him. The same people started saying, this is certainly a God. The Bible said, for them that the word of God came to, were they not called gods? Are they not gods? You are powerful. Forget where you came from for a moment. Ador, Otupo, Zaki Biam, or Agatu, forget it for a moment. You hail from heaven. Your citizenship is in heaven. Are you listening to me? We thank God for where we came from. We thank God for our cultures. We thank God for our parents. But we are born of God and we have overcome the world because the greater one lives on our inside. And that's why Nigeria cannot happen to us. We happen to Nigeria. The Bible says we have received all that we need for life and godliness. You see, in these tough times, where people will be saying, if I was in the US, I would have been 10 times better. Don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. See, in fact, as an eagle that you are, the Bible likens you to an eagle. It said, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall mount up wings as eagles. Eagles are most excited in the storm. When the rain is so much and there's so much chaos in the atmosphere, eagles will not sit down and be watching or hiding somewhere. They are the ones that will take a flight. That's the uniqueness of eagle. Now, as Nigeria is going this way, are you people getting on trying to explain to you? There are such a people that will still rise under this government and become influential. Yes, we'll criticize that we don't like it, but we're not subject to the bad government. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? We are not subject that in this government it will be said that God favored you the most. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? The Bible says, the Lord God who commanded light to shine out of darkness has made sure that... Now, I want to end with that part of scripture before we pray. I think it will just finalize everything. It's in the book of 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4 from verse 6. I want us to read together. Very fast. One to go. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. Who has what? To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Next part of scripture, it then says, but we have in what? That what? Listen to what God is saying. God is saying it is impossible to live in the glory of God with the human body. But he's saying that it is possible because I, God, I call out life from darkness. So I can make sure that my glorious life walk on human bodies. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You know, nobody believes that flesh and blood can live like God. But God is saying it can work because I called out life from darkness. It says, so that at the end, next part of scripture, the second part of scripture, go back to where we were. It says that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of man. Meaning when they see you living in the glory, when they see you living above sin and immorality, they'll say, truly, truly, this can only be God. That somebody living in Wadata, somebody living in high level, is living this righteous and this successful. And so Paul went further to say, next part of scripture, it then says, it said, we are praised on every side, yet not what? We are what? Not what? Next part of scripture, it says, persecuted but not what? Shot down but not what? Destroyed. You see that? You see that? Meaning Satan can try everything but we're still standing. Satan is trying to make sure you sin, but you're on the rock. Your life is built on the rock. You've seen all trials and temptation, yet you will not fall down. You know what? You're on the rock. Say, I'm on the rock. I'm on the rock. See, there are temptations in the flesh. So can anybody ever live above flesh? Blah, blah, blah. God said, no matter the trials that come, no matter the storm on every side, you can still stand. Not because you are strong of your own, but you are strong based on me. He says something in verse 7. He says, so that the excellence of the glory will be to God, not to man. The wise builder dogs the ground, builds his house on a rock. That's what we are doing today. We are building our life on Christ. So that when the flood of life, the troubles of life come hitting on us vehemently, it will not prevail. Not because we don't want to sin, but because our lives are built on where? The rock. You see, you may want to sin. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And a lot of times as Christians, most Christians, they sin, but they don't want to sin. Like Paul was telling us a story in Romans 7. He said, the things I didn't want to do, I found myself doing them. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But do you know that right now, in Romans 8:1, his language changed. Remember, he said, there is now no one condemnation to them who are in what? He said, because this set of people don't walk after the flesh, they walk what? After the spirit. The willingness is in the spirit. The willingness to do good is in the spirit. Verse 2, he said, the law of the spirit of life has made me what? Verse 3, what the law could not do in that it was weak because of the flesh, God did. What did he do? He destroyed sin. Even what? Verse 6, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. And is. How many of you are spiritually minded? You're not carnal. You are a spirit in a body, simple. And your body is subject to your spirit. And that's why the Bible said in Romans 8:11, now, if the same spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the same spirit has what? Quicken your mortal body. Glory to God. Verse 12, he said, on the strength of that you are debtors. Debtors, not to live according to the flesh again, because if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Now, because of what God has done, remember, it connects to what we started. It says, because of what God has done, offer your body. You see that now. Because of what he has done in your body, verse 12 said, you are the one owing God. You are owing God not to live in the flesh again because you will die. He said, but you are owing God to by the Spirit. By the Spirit, mortify the desires of the flesh. Meaning, you will not wait on God to stop sin. He has given you the potentials. Everything necessary for what? Life and godliness. What it takes now, learn the character of God. He says, I've given you the power to make wealth. He didn't give you the cash. He gave you the power to bring about cash. So God is not going to give you actions, holy living, you know, the act of holy living. You carry your leg and move you away from sin. No, he will not do that. The Bible said the grace of God has appeared to all men, teaching them. The grace of God will capacitate you, get you capacitated to a man that can look at sin and say, I will not do this sin. So he has given you the potentials, then you will look at the devil and make a choice. I say, Satan, I'm not going to follow you, because right now I understand life from God's wisdom and I have what it takes not to sin. He's at work in us both to will and the doing of his good pleasure. I will not sin because I see life from God's perspective. You see, if they told me there is no hell, I would still not sin. Because the wisdom of God has taught me that living in sin is foolishness. I'm not just hating on Satan. Listen to me carefully. I'm not just hating on Satan. You're an idiot. You're a bastard. I don't even need to waste those words. It is wrong to live in sin because I view life from God's wisdom. It doesn't make any sense to walk in sin. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It is our love for righteousness now that translates to hate for wickedness. We just can't walk in sin. I can't just cheat people. It's not possible. I don't need to explain to you. I don't need to know you from anywhere. I won't cheat you. It's in my DNA. You don't need to be my tribe. I will not cheat you. This is the solution against all the wickedness in the world. It is the solution against tribalism, all of this rubbish we are seeing in the world. The blood of Jesus. The life of Jesus. Are you all listening to me now? This is why a man will not cheat on his wife. Not because he loves a woman so much, or because she's so pretty. You don't truly know love until you know Christ. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. You can cheat on your woman 10 times if you don't know Christ. The day you know Christ, you will stop cheating on your wife. You know what Christ will do is to give you a new nature. Sometimes Unless you tell your wife, I don't want to cheat on you, you will make a vow and still go and cheat because you don't have the supporting factors that should make for you not cheating. But you see, what has happened to us in the New Testament is that we have received all that is necessary for life and godliness. The Bible said we are partakers of His divine nature and have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. This is the solution. So I reckon that people should go more for Christ seminars rather than what? Relationship seminar. Except that relationship seminar is teaching Christ. We have had enough of relationship seminars. In fact, the people doing the seminars have divorced because they don't know Christ. So we become a laughing stock. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But when you know Christ, you know how to love a woman. Go and ask through. You know, so I've seen Christians that don't. You have seen Christians. Why is it that you are not talking about the real Christians that are having wonderful homes? There are a lot of fake Christians. Many Christians, many sisters. Go and ask real sisters who married real Christians. They are happy. When they are losing shape, they are not crying. They'll just work on their shape. Take their time and work on their shape. But the ones who are not, who married importers and exporters, when they begin to lose shape, they've not finished recovering from childbirth. They are hitting the gym because their husband cannot take that. The husband does not have a soul. He just has a body. He will talk anyhow and threaten that if your waist does not come back to Coca-Cola shape, I'm going to meet another lady. But not a man in Christ. You see that? He loves you while you are still not in shape. He's understanding. Marry men that have soul. God said He has given us the heart of flesh, not the heart of stone. Marry those kind of men. Don't marry irons. Now when you do anything, it's buying you here, buying. And those men are in Christ Jesus. And don't get it twisted. Some of those men who claim to have soft heart are in the world. That a man loves you does not mean he should be buying you. You know, a man, he just met the man 2 days back and now he has sent you 200,000. But Oche, you have known Oche for 5 years now. Oche, the highest he has given you is 10,000. And that 10,000 is because you really were in need. And it was not all of the money he gave. You needed 50, but he gave you 10. But now Johnson has given you 200,000 when you ask for 20,000.
The Lord bless His words in our heart. Let's bow our heads and pray. Thank Him for all you have heard. Thank Him for all you have heard. Go ahead and thank Him. Give Him praise. Worship Him. Give Him praise and worship Him. Thank Him because you have received all for life and for godliness. Thank Him because you have received all for life and for godliness. Go ahead and thank Him. Thank Him.
Praise and worship Him. Thank Him. We give a praise, Jesus. We worship You. We have all it takes for life and godliness. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' gracious name we worship. Where are you blessed? So go home and meditate upon all you've learned. All right.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.